Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 31st of August of the year 2020. I cannot believe it's the end of August already, but also I always confuse August with October, so it feels like a lot later in the year than it actually is, as well as a lot earlier in the year than it actually is. And on this day in history, in the year 1218, Al-Kamil became the Sultan of the Ayyubid dynasty. Great achievement for Al-Kamil there, and implications that echoed throughout history until this day. And in 1888, Mary Ann Nichols, the first of Jack the Ripper's confirmed victims, was murdered. Unfortunately, it took another couple of hundred years before people started naming the victims of Jack the Ripper instead of treating him as a romantic figure. Historical terms. Your guest today on the podcast is a romantic figure in historical terms, the leader of the People's Republic of the People United, Comandante Nato Green. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alice. Good to be back. So the last time I was on, I had been locked away in the fortress here in San Francisco.
Jailed, and, disgraced, bit miserable,
jailed,
bit sad.
And I was sad about it. And one thing that you may not know about the fortress in San Francisco is there is a building here called the Armory that is the fortress in San Francisco, but it is also, because it's San Francisco, a porn production facility where they make S&M porn. So I have some chafing, but I got out, and now I'm back to my old shenanigans and look forward to rising up with the people again very soon.
I'm looking forward to that too. And of course, later today, you'll be bringing us our top story, which is today swing states news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And according to a new study, sperm swim more like otters than like eels, proving once more that science journalists will go 8 million miles for a truly stupid headline, and that scientists are willing to bow to a silly metaphor if it helps them to keep science going. I guarantee you that the study referred to in that news article is not which creature's or aquatic locomotion is best mimicked by the common or household sperm, but that's what we got. And in America, Bob the Sentient Trash Island has been seen with his vice president-elect Dwayne The Rock Johnson on a series of social media platforms to increase his viral appeal in what is being called an online tour of the country. Both Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Bob the Sentient Trash Island have been lip-syncing, twerking, and memeing their little heads off in the hope of winning the younger people's vote. Nato, do you think that's going to be successful?
Yes, I can't wait to see Bob the Sentient Trash Island do some twerking.
Meanwhile, with debates about immigration firing up again in a UK that is sick of news about how badly they're dealing with the pandemic, the Picts in London have said that they'll welcome all immigrants into their underground tunnels, both to demonstrate the compassion of the Picts and to refresh the by now extremely inbred Pict genetics. And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And now a message from the World Health Organization. If you've ever felt the need to walk around a costume party with a full stop on your shirt and then when asked what you're doing replied, "It's my period costume," stop. Are you having trouble opening doors? Is your food horrible and the worst thing that's ever happened? Do dogs keep barking at you? Congratulations, you're a cat. Brought to you by cats. Some of us don't like soup. If you're one of the people who don't like soup, try instead of soup, half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. You can pretend it's soup.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Top story today is, of course, swing states news. News out of the swing states. Swinging news brought to you by the swinger himself, Nato Green. What's happening in the world of swing states right now?
Alice, I thought we weren't going to talk about my swinging. that's very personal. America's the greatest democracy on earth, in which each person gets to vote for all the electoral votes from the state where they live to be allocated to a candidate. So it does not matter if a state votes for a candidate for president by a 2% margin or a 40% margin. But wait, it gets worse. States' electoral votes are weighted against population, so it's almost 1 acre, one vote. And we're on a demographic trend line where over the next 20 years, half of the U.S. population will be concentrated in 8 states. And what that means is that we are not far away from an election where there's just like one angry white guy in Wyoming with a rifle on a tractor being like, "I still have 3 electoral votes, everybody." We have invaded countries for less, is what I'm trying to say. So as a result, even though there are 50 states and the president is the president of all the states, because of the math of the Electoral College, there are only about 10 states that actually flip from one election to the next, and all of the campaigning focuses there. So if you don't live in a swing state, you can miss the election entirely, and if you do live in a swing state, surrogates from each candidate will arm wrestle for the right to bring you groceries. If you were an idiot, you would think that the way to win the swing states is to understand the unique issues facing communities in those states and offer policies that would ameliorate those problems. You need to win Michigan. Flint still doesn't have clean water. Government could address this. That might seem like a good idea, but it's completely wrong. The way to win a swing state is pandering. Hey now, you pretend to have a personal connection to the most superficial thing about that state that you can get from 2 minutes on Google, and that's how you win elections. Let me show you how it works. Michigan, what's up? Vote for me. My first car was a Ford. I get you. Wisconsin, vote for me. I also like cheese curds and beer cheese and cheese beer. Pennsylvania, Philly, go Eagles, and Rocky. Let's fight with fists. Arizona, is that a Mexican? Get him. Florida, vote for me, Florida. Blam, 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 blam. Just shooting in flip-flops. Ohio, hey, I can't figure out how to leave here either. Is it Bootsy Baby from here? Hello, Georgia. I hear the devil went down here. Is that true? Is he registered to vote? Please kill me. Iowa, what's up, white people? Who's white? Who wants corn? And that is how you win democracy.
Wow, Nato Green, you have got my vote. If I were a citizen of your country and you were running for elected office rather than trying to violently overthrow the government. That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, NATO. After listening to
like this one already.
After listening to episode 224 today, I just had to write and say how thrilling it is to experience the electrifying sexual chemistry between yourself and Tom Ballard. It takes me back to the heady, no pun intended, days of the late 1980s, when the series of adverts for Nescafe Gold Blend starring Sharon Morn and Anthony Head gripped the United Kingdom for several years. Whenever I hear the deeply erotic sparring between yourself and Mr. Ballard, I am transported back to the feelings evoked by the will-they-won't-they scenario underlying these advertisements. What appears to pass between the two of you feels so real and visceral. For example, the glorious climax to episode 210 when Tom joined you in a unison cry of good luck to you, Christopher. Of course, for me, anything that involves the adorable and dazzling Christopher is already suffused with hyper-erotic magnetism. I really don't know if half a glass of water will continue to suffice to calm me after this kind of excitement. I just hope there will be much more of it. Best wishes, Mike. Calm down, Mike, I would say. Calm down, take a cold shower, write some fan fiction, and don't send this kind of stupidly lascivious letter to our G-rated postal box. That's all I have to say to you. But if you have a stupid or erotic letter to send into The Last Post, I shouldn't have said that, please write to us at thelastpost at somethingelse.com. What have I done?
Alice, you are allegedly a woman on the internet. What hell have you summoned upon yourself?
That's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to all of our listeners in the other dimension. If you enjoy our podcast, go back in time to listen to all the previous episodes. They'll make these ones make more sense. And please tell your friends or social media platforms. Your guest today on the podcast was Comandante NATO Green. NATO, have you got anything to plug?
Sure. You can follow me at NATO Green on Twitter, Mr. NATO Green on Instagram. I have a new streaming series out called Laughter Against the Machine on Means TV, the country's first worker-owned socialist streaming service. It is a comedy tour with me, W. Kamau Bell, and Janine Brito. It is good. and it's not mine, but I want to plug Savage. You should, if you haven't seen Savage by Alice Fraser on Amazon, you should watch that. I'll plug that. Just as in solidarity.
That is true.
Because that's what Comandantes do.
That is what Comandantes do. That's the true sharing spirit, and I applaud you for that. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed NATO, go back into our feed and find the NATO Green episodes. They're all high quality. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled remaining subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.